Right. Welcome back to our Groundskeeper Chat Series. I am your host, Meg Kruger. We are live from Daytona Beach for the SFMA conference. And this is our second day of doing a rush hour. So it's going to be, you know, playing on that Daytona theme. It is our speed dating of sorts. We're going to have a bunch of the women in turf team joining us to talk a little bit about their turf origin story. Or I think we'll probably stray from the topic a bit. That's classic for us. But what I really wanted to talk with our two first guests about, which we have Kathy, and I'm always going to butcher the name because it's deceiving.
Croft.
Kathy Croft.
And legend.
And Kelly Lynch are joining us. And two members that were at that inaugural Little League softball event where we had all the sports field managers, women, you know, gathered in one place to, you know, make magic essentially. But something that we all share is that we were coming from the vendor perspective and how cool that was to be invited in and still be a part of that community. Talk a little bit about how exciting it is for you guys to see this younger generation have that community now, and you know that they're going to have it for years to come, something that you probably didn't have the privilege of having.
Yeah, I feel like that's yours, Kat.
Well, I think, you know, it started with that event. We got to meet you guys. We got to meet Nina and Son. And so then last year when we were in Salt Lake City, haven't had the coffee. We had the ISO students come over, and I might mess up her name, Mira.
No, I think that's Mira.
Yeah. So Mira came up and was talking to us, and absolutely adorable. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Do you know about the women in turf?" And she said, "I don't." And I said, "Well, give me your information. I'm going to connect you with Nina and Son." And it was so cool to see her last night at the Women in Turf social.
I love it.
And she had connected with you guys.
Yeah.
So just seeing that, you know, the next year and that those connections are still going strong. So it's pretty cool.
I love it. And, yeah, just the fact that now she doesn't have to, you know, she's right out of school. I saw that she's entering one of her first gigs here. She's not going to have to, you know, wonder, you know, how do I talk to my boss about getting, you know, that pay raise, or how do I formulate a, you know, network of resources? She already has that, and that's really exciting. So Kelly, tell us a little bit about your POV on that. Just I know POV. you know, looking right up against that wall,
I'm like
POV, point of view.
So good. I'm stealing that immediately.
Like all these students over here, and knowing that they don't have to, like right out of the gate, they have this community. What does that mean for you?
Well, it just brings joy to my heart.
You guys don't go anywhere.
Don't leave. Okay, we'll allow it.
Okay, and then you'll come back. Nina, make sure you send them back.
Yeah. We're keeping them. We're keeping them.
No, they're staying.
Yeah, they have things to do. You won't move along.
Hokey.
So I think the cool thing is that, you know, for me personally, I don't even know how many years the Grass Ceiling Society has existed, because I would have walked up to Kathy at an event and been like, hey, you know, there's a couple other gals here. We're going to gather and get to know each other and kind of start our own network. I never dreamed the Grass Ceiling Society would then also shift into both sides. So I come from the golf side, but I spent a lot of time on the super golf field side. And so it was really cool for me to see both sides, because I love Tanya Anderson, superintendent. Mm-hmm. She's like, Kelly, the grass doesn't care who's cutting it.
Yep,
I mean,
they the
don't
best
know.
Quote.
Grass doesn't know, you know?
That's
and so
what my husband says.
It's so just, good. It doesn't
just
matter.
Just growing grass and cutting grass.
Yeah.
And so then I think building a bridge between SFMA and GCSAA, and then all of the women that have gotten involved, and certainly a shout out to Pioneer for sharing Mighty Meg. I mean, let's be honest, because there's also there's like you talk about the networking and that, but without the media and all the pieces mm-hmm. that you've put together, and certainly without all the support from Pioneer and all of us and the vendor side, the Bulldogs out there. And I think the gift is that we're building these networks that now it's just natural.
Yeah.
They're not alone anymore. And I don't know about you, Kath, but for decades, I was the only woman in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, I was always like, oh my gosh, another woman. Like, nothing against you guys. I mean, you know how much we love you guys.
No offense taken.
This guy. But
I wouldn't like me.
Well, you know, Sun and I talked a little bit about that in her session before, is that something that's really, you know, special about our narrative with the Women in Turf team is it's never been like, well, you know, we're going to do this on our own. Like, part of our narrative is sharing how the room has been welcoming and sharing the stories of the men who have stood alongside us and been like, yeah, you guys go do it. Yeah. And how really special that is.
And I have to tell you a quote, Meg, because it's all, we call them champions. We are all one, you know, and I think the gift with all the champions, and I almost think it was Doug that this was the quote. I hope it was. I don't remember who it was, but it was like,
where he said he doesn't like the word champion.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he said he doesn't like the word champion because he's like, no, this is what we should all be doing.
Yep,
it
was it.
And then I said something about opening the doors, and then somebody said, oh, you know, it's Chris Ball. That's who says
okay,
it. Butter said, you know what? All I did was unlock the house.
Yep. Very cool.
You open the door.
Yep.
I'm like, damn, I'm going to steal that, put on Meg's show.
There you go. Done. Check.
I love it. I love it. So looking out, you know, at the forecast, we've already got some incredible events lined up for the next year. But what just has you excited, aside from the week where we're going to get together and, you know, make magic happen, what just has you excited for our group in the industry in the upcoming year? Both of you can take a stab at that one, but whoever would like to go first.
What's your POV, Kat?
My POV is, I just love seeing the students, so I can't wait. That's what I'm looking forward to is, and we have a couple other young ladies that I've hooked up with a group. I think her name is Corey. I've lost her last name, but she's at Virginia State University, and she works on the grounds with Logan Arthur. And so she's reached out, and I think she's going to be there this year, and you guys haven't had a chance to meet her. She's absolutely adorable, hard worker. She also coaches the women's basketball team there.
So cool.
So just seeing that those connections continue to grow, I'm excited about.
And I love what Kathy says because now they're not alone anymore.
Yeah.
Right? So not only do they have us as mentors, and I'll give Maritza a shout out because they were you know, we're the OGs and the new Gs, and then all of a sudden we just became one.
Yep, and the women in turf team.
And the women in turf team. And But then there was just as much as you would thought mentorship was coming from the OGs. It was actually most of it was coming from the new Gs.
Yep.
And then you get this space that it's okay, you know? And I feel like that's probably one of the greatest gifts because now those networks are naturally built, but really they're teaching us how this is going to go in the future. And I can tell you, we can retire and I'm not going to have a worry in the world.
And I'm thinking the new G's mean the new generation.
Yes.
So
the next generation.
Next generation. But it's neat to also be able to point the new women and young girls that I meet to the social media, Leah, to what you're doing and stuff. And then it gets them. You can see when they're looking on their phone right in front of me, they're excited. Like they're like, oh, you know, I'm not the only one. I'm not alone.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so that's pretty cool to see too.
Yeah. Well, and how cool that is just that we can utilize, you know, that network on and off the field. It's awesome. Well, I'm going to grab two G members, Maritza and Julie. If you guys want to come swap out the mic, we're going to keep this speed dating session going. So thank you guys for joining us.
And thanks to Pioneer and obviously thanks to Mighty Meg because without you, a lot of this isn't out there.
You're too sweet, truly. Thank you. All righty, ladies.
Thank you.
Come take a seat. Yeah, now you guys have to go work. The vendor side of it. Welcome, welcome. We now have Maritza. Thank you, guys. Maritza Martinez and Julie Kessler are joining us on the Women in Turf Rush Hour Speed Dating Session. So, what do you like to do? No,
what do you like to do in your free time?
So, you guys are one of my like favorite Women in Turf team stories because you guys met at the first Little League, and I can remember you. Like, I feel like I was there when the conversation happened.
You probably were. Where you're probably like, taking pictures of
us. Yeah. You were like, well, what do you want to do, Julie? Like, do you want to come work in soccer? Because, like, if you do, tell me and I'll make it happen.
I was literally just eavesdropping on a conversation Julie was having with, I think, Kelly.
Yeah.
Across the breakfast hall. And Julie mentioned, she was like, I think I might want to try soccer. And I'm like, wear my soccer jacket. And I, like, lean back and I'm like, you want to do soccer?
Yeah.
I do soccer.
Yeah. Please come hang out with me. And how cool that's been. And so, Julie, you spent a summer with Maritza in St. Louis.
Yes.
And so that was this previous year.
It was.
Yeah. And now you're back at Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your plans for next summer?
I'm actually going to live at home with my parents.
Okay.
I have done an internship pretty much every summer of college. So.
Well, and you were in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. And then one summer I stayed in Blacksburg and just worked at, like, a golf course there.
Okay.
So...
So it's time to just savor that time where, like, people are paying for your groceries.
Yeah.
Do it as long as you can, truly.
Listen, yeah.
I imagine a lot of people are going to listen to this and be like, what? She's not going to go away for the summer? But when Julie came to me and she was trying to figure all of that out, I fully endorse it.
Yeah.
I think the reality is we work for the rest of our lives. Every summer for the rest of Julie's life that she's in this industry, she's going to be working. It's our busiest season.
Yeah.
So I said, you've been working your entire collegiate career, take this summer, spend the time with your parents. And she has really good insight on it, that she has gained so much experience and spent so much time. She works throughout her school year too,
like,
she's still going to work, she's just going to stay at home and spend time with her family, which I don't think people in the industry do enough, because they don't have the time. So
I can literally remember that there were, like, 2 weeks before I started my first job, and it was, like, a Wednesday, and I was, like, at the pool, and I was like, this is literally probably the last time in my life where I won't have to take PTO to be at a pool on a Wednesday. Like, how wild is that?
Yeah, it's an opportunity just as much as it would be going away for the summer. So.
Very cool.
Very wise.
So then let's talk about last summer and, you know, what it was like to, you know, because you've already had the experience of working on several crews. What was it like to come into the gig, already have a familiar face, and then already have someone that you knew was one of your biggest fans, an advocate, like, you could come to her with anything under the sun. And I saw you guys hanging out last night, and you know Maritza's wife, and it's like, I could tell the bond was there. So talk a little bit about that.
We love Julie Cabooley.
It was definitely, like, comforting, because I've only ever lived in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, like, I lived in Pittsburgh for a summer, but, like, St. Louis, that was far for me. And so, like, knowing that I had Maritza there, I was like, okay, I feel much better about this, because at least there's somebody I know that I'm comfortable with and I can go to them, like, whether it's about work or, like, my personal life. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, okay, I feel better about that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm really close with my mom, but my mom obviously, like, she's not going to go to St. Louis with me.
Yeah.
So, like,
we love Lori, too.
Yeah.
But it was unlike it, like, another experience I had before, because I was, like, other places, Pittsburgh, I didn't really know anybody, and I was just, like, getting kind of thrown into it.
Yeah.
But St. Louis, I mean, I met everybody else there, too, but I was like, oh, I know Maritza. Like, there's a familiar face there.
Yes.
It just made me a lot more comfortable knowing that once I got there, I wasn't, like, completely by myself.
Yep, I love that.
See, yeah. I was terrified. I was terrified
to have her come.
Yes.
Okay.
It was our first season.
Yep.
I'm new to soccer, and I wanted it to be a great experience for her. But the reality is, we had met at Little League, but we hadn't really spent much time.
Yeah,
I texted her a little bit
before she started.
So she started, and I was like, okay, we really don't know each other. And I'm a little shy, but people don't know that.
Yeah.
So it was building, and you wouldn't know that.
Well, and
now.
Julie's not shy at all.
No.
Oh, my
not
God.
Not at all. So that summer into now, like, we've built such a relationship where I hope she knows she can come to me for absolutely anything. I try to be that support for her. But, I mean, she sat through barbecues that we invited her over just to try to get her used to, like,
I love
being
that.
With me and have a support system in St. Louis, because a single female going to a metropolitan city isn't always the safest. I did the same thing in Baltimore when I went. So we would bring her over for dinners and feed her and try to make sure she's staying alive and healthy. And we have funny stories.
They just wanted to check in on me all the time.
Yeah.
That's it.
Even on the weekends, they were like, we need to make sure she didn't leave.
I love it. And how lucky we are. We probably don't even realize it. Like, when I was interviewing Sun this morning and just talking to Kathy and Kelly, like, when they were doing these kind of things, like taking first internships or finding new jobs, it's like we already have that community that's right. built in, and how yeah. lucky we are for that. So very cool. I'm excited for both of you, but what are you guys excited about being here this week, looking at the next year for the Women in Turf team? What has you excited going forward?
Oh, man. That's a big question, Meg. You caught me off on that one. But the reality is, I'm extremely excited to see how much Women in Turf is growing.
Yeah.
Like, we had the Women in Turf get together last night, and there were so many women that I hadn't even met. And then I had the opportunity to introduce the younger girls to the people that I did know in any way that I can. So seeing it grow is really, really exciting.
Definitely. Yeah, I can say my first conference, like, there were a couple, you know, students, like, embedded on the like, student challenge programs and all, like, but this year it's been crazy. Yeah. Like, it's like, I it's every other, you know, 10 people, it's a woman, which is awesome. So, Julie, what are you excited for?
I would have to say probably the same thing, because this is my third year now coming here. And even, like, on the student challenge teams, I've noticed that, like, there's a lot more girls. Yeah. And I don't even know all of them.
Yeah.
So, like, that just shows within 3 years how much it's grown. And, like, she was saying at the women's event last night, I was like, wow, I only know maybe half of these people.
Which is exciting.
Exactly, yeah.
Very. All that potential.
Also, any young female industry, any young women coming into the industry, I have a group chat that I keep all of them in, so they can stay together and they can talk about.
Yeah, that's what Bryn was just saying. She's like, oh, I'll text the Megan, Haley, Julie, Maritza group chat.
And Ava now, is I'm like collecting them. I'm bringing them all in so they can find that they have their community.
I love
their
that.
Age. Because when I started, I remember walking by Leah and finally meeting her and like, wow.
Yes.
There's another one. Okay, I'm not alone.
Yes. But and we have our own group chat.
Yes, we do.
Leah, you, myself.
But it's really important for me to bring all of them together so they know that they have their community, because there are questions and answers that, like, we can talk through. But the reality is they're going through different things that I probably went through a few years ago. And if I can be a sounding board for any of them, I'm trying to do that. So if anyone wants in the group chat, send me a DM.
I love it. Well, thank you guys so much. I'm going to grab who's ever willing over here to come join me for the next session. But thank you guys for hopping on the mic and talking with us. So,
all right,
we have some BFFs for life here. I can sense it. Bryn, you taking your turn?
Yeah.
Amanda, do you want to join her? Awesome.
I will try.
Athens, Alabama. I saw some trash pandas at the event last night.
Yeah, my
Trace,
boss.
I
yeah,
think?
Trace, our okay. assistant, and then my boss,
Very
Charlie.
Cool. What did you see? Who's on the front cover this year?
Oh, Charlie?
That's Mr. Charlie Weaver. How cool. Well, before we get started here, I will let you guys introduce yourselves. And what I would love for both of you to do is share your turf origin story. So how this came up on your radar, because I already know them, but I think they're pretty different. So I would like to hear how both of those transpired. So, Bryn, if you want to introduce yourself and then tell us your turf origin story, how you found out that this was a career option, how you got involved in the industry.
Okay, well, I'm Bryn South. I'm from Athens, Alabama. I'm a sophomore turf grass management student at Tennessee Tech. The past two summers, I've worked for the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Mm-hmm. This past summer, I interned with them. And I got started into turf back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
It was like junior year, I believe. They made a turf management class.
Okay.
And our baseball coach, like, made all the baseball players take it. And I was like, I'll just take it, free class, whatever.
Yep.
Well, I didn't get in. And so senior year, I did it again. And I was like, probably just a free class.
Yeah.
I'll take it. And I got it. And then I was like, oh, crap. Like, I actually really like this.
Yeah.
And I was the only girl in the class with, like, 22 guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, I like this so much, I'm changing my schedule next semester to it.
Mm-hmm.
Still the only girl with, like, 25 guys. And then figured out that I could do it in college. And then Charlie offered me a job for the summer after I graduated working for Trash Pandas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
one gone thing uphill. Led to another.
Yeah, it's just gone uphill from there.
Yeah. Well, I think with the one thing that was really cool when you were at Little League that first year is you are a softball player.
Yes.
And not just an everyday softball player. You're team state champions.
Yeah.
And like, how cool it was for you to be there, and you were like, this is my bread and butter. Like,
oh, yeah.
And now I'm on the other side of it, and I get to stay in this game because I know you had some injuries. And
oh, yeah.
So it was like, this is my way to stay in the game. And I just loved that you're literally that textbook example of what we're looking for in the industry is to take those athletes and keep them in the game that way.
Like, I grew up watching the Little League Softball World Series. I'm like, I just want to go to it one day.
Yeah.
Just go to it. And then I made a post on Twitter, whatever, that kind of like kicked everything off. And then Sun saw it and messaged me.
Wow.
And was like, hey, do you want to come be a part of this inaugural women's grounds crew? I'm like, sign me up.
Yeah.
And then I went on to, that was the August after I graduated high school.
It was, yeah.
And then I was going to college to play softball.
Yeah.
And then ended up having surgery.
Yeah.
Quitting.
But
now I get to stay in it.
Stay in the game.
And that's what I love about it.
I love that for you. All right, Amanda, let's hear your turf origin story.
Well, I grew up on a strawberry farm in Kanksburg, Ohio, and I was a nursing student after I graduated from high school, and I went to Ohio State. At the time, my mom worked at for pesticide applicators training, the same floor as the turf department, so I knew the people from the turf side of Ohio State, and I decided to transfer and get my bachelor's in turf grass, and I worked with Pam Sherritt, which ended up my internship at Arsenal, which in this conference, it's the 2016 recipient, the Gary Vandenberg internship grant. So awesome to see other women after myself to get the grant from doing the internship. And then after I graduated from Ohio State, I went to Texas A&M, worked for 2 years with Nick McKenna and Craig Potts, and I was in charge of soccer. And I was at Purdue, worked there for 3.5 years, helped out at soccer, softball, baseball, and also moved over to football and worked at the cross country and track. And then that's when I decided to very audaciously decided to get my master's degree in Kentucky Bluegrass Germination Research. I did with Dr. Aaron Patton, so I graduated with my master's, and now I'm currently the extension educator for turfgrass management for the University of Nebraska-Lincoln for the whole state of Nebraska.
So cool. And I don't know if this is going to garner the answer I want, but when you were a student, I imagine oftentimes the only female in the room. What are you seeing in your classrooms or, you know, going out there in University State? Do you see more?
I'm seeing more, like, at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. We don't have any female students, but I'm seeing more increase of female students. And I saw that when I was at Texas A&M and Purdue and even at Ohio State, too. And there's more of them in the industry. I got to meet some of them here at this conference this year that's starting to be more in the industry for females. So it's a very big opportunity for, I think, for women to be in the industry and also academically, too. I mean, you know, not just myself, but there's some other extended educators like Pam and Becky over at University of Tennessee and others. So I think there's a lot of opportunities for women out there, and we can do that. I was the only woman in the room with all guys for many times throughout my career, but with that experience, it helped me into the position I am today.
So cool. Well, thank you guys for joining us. I'm going to have you switch off to Chrissy and Nina. Let's bring them on down. Nina loves when I put her on the spot. Thank you guys very much. Fun little speed round.
Thank you. Her wheels aren't turning today.
Of course, of course. Welcome, welcome, friends. One and all. All right, so I'll let you start by just introducing yourselves, and then I'll formulate a question that I think we'll really stump you, Nina. That's now my goal.
What do you want to know about me?
Just your name and your title to start.
Very easy question to start off with.
It's like a dating app, right?
Speed dating.
Yes.
Nina Oldenkamp, out of Omaha, Nebraska, and I do sports turf construction, renovation, and maintaining of sports turf fields.
You're the best.
My name is Chrissy Siggers. I'm the West Research Scientist for PBI Gordon.
Very cool. And I know, Chrissy, you were one of the first women that was added to my network because you were one of my first groundskeeper chat guests. And at the time, we were all home for COVID, and you just got a new puppy, and I had a crib set up.
You had a crib in the background.
Yep. And it was like we were about to, you know, embark on these new chapters. And it was cool that I, you know, found, like, a friend in the industry. And then, you know, my world was cracked open when I met the Women in Turf team and got to join that community. So, really, I was fortunate to, very early on in my career, to find that female community. And now it's like, I don't have to go through many chapters without having you guys as resources. But for both of you, you've had many chapters where you didn't have that, you know, women community already formulated in place. So how does it feel to look at that next generation and be excited that they have that and they can rely on that? Or are you just bitter about it?
No, not bitter at all. It's really cool to see how many women that we have met over the years. Being in the industry for 17 years, and like you said, I mean, maybe knowing one other woman, and now to see how many women we had, like last night at the Women in Turf reception. Yeah. I mean, and so many young women, and to see how motivated and excited they were for the future. That's just what put a big smile on my face last night, because that's why we're here. That's why we're doing it. And why we keep, you know, trying to find ways to find all the women out there.
It had to be like 40 to 60. It was crazy.
There was a lot of people there.
It was really exciting. And Chrissy, what does that feel like? You know, especially there are photos back in the SFMA archives of you, you know, as a student, the one, you know, female among your group. Like, what does it feel like to see people like Julie and Maritza have to get to walk around together, or Megan and Haley? They've gotten to do all of these journeys together, having that other person in the program alongside them.
I'm also not bitter, but I'll say that, I mean, it's just incredible. Like, some of these younger girls and women, they are somebody that I can look up to now. I'm like, wow, you're really making a very strong impression in the industry, and you're so vital to the industry and things that you're doing. Like, yesterday when I was at the Student Challenge, I was talking to some of the proctors that were from some NFL stadiums, MLB stadiums, and they were positively talking about all the women that were their interns and how great they did and how they were painting lasers and cleaning up after, like, doing all these things that their normal workers don't do.
Yeah.
And I was like, what a great thing to hear, you know? So it's just been incredible seeing the growth, and I'm so happy to be a part of it still.
Definitely. And give us your turf origin story, and then we'll connect it to how, you know, you were able to come to Little League this past year and the origin story of that through Nina. So go ahead and give us your turf origin, though.
Sure, yeah. I went to Clemson for undergrad. I did agricultural education.
Look at you and Kelly. Probably
go Tigers.
Firing off
Kelly,
and now work.
Kelly and I were great friends. She moved out of Oregon and left her behind.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I'll forgive her. But, yeah, then I went to LSU because I thought I wanted to be, like, a sports administration.
Okay.
You know, athletic director, whatever. And then I worked on the grounds crew for the summer. And I was the only female. And, you know, there's always – it's not – hazing is the wrong word. But it can be tough because everybody wants to go through, like, oh, well, I need to put her through the ringer to whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So after I got done working on the grounds crew, it was very easy to get on the grounds crew. I was like, what do I have to do, Eric Fosbender at the time, to work on the grounds crew? He's like, you're hired.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all must really need some – help, like the Little League. When they invited me, I'm like, y'all must be desperate. So after that, I just decided I really love sports turf, but I think I want to do the research side. So I got my master's and PhD from Oklahoma State in turf grass science. And
very
here
cool.
I am.
And here you are today. And then Nina, 2 years ago, well, you're an OG, which I will let you know. BJ Thomas did a session this morning. She's like, yeah, I got put in this van. I think they were calling themselves the senior citizens. And I was like, I don't think so.
No, we had a senior citizens van.
Okay.
I was not in that one, though. I was the cool mom
van.
Oh,
my gosh.
I had, like, all the young kids.
And I was like, I think that might be the OGs. And she's like, oh, yeah, they also called themselves that. But I was like, the senior citizens. But, you know, you've got really – you've been there from the very start of this movement, assembling, you know, the women in turf team. Kelly brought you in. I love that, you know, you showed up to California that first year. The only person you knew was Kelly. And now look at the community you have. And what has that really been like to see it go from the Olympic Club to now it's, you know, in two different industries, golf and sports field, and to really play a major role in all of that?
We get that question a lot, and I would think after 3 years I'd have this grand
eloquent answer for it. Yes.
Yeah, but it's so hard to explain or to tell people what it's like,
yep,
because it's, you can't put that into words.
Yep.
It's their feelings. And being a part of this, being selected for, and I was kind of like you, like I got selected to do something in golf, Christine, yeah, and like, and I was like, they must be desperate because I didn't do anything in golf. But I don't think that's why we are selecting you, because we're,
yeah,
desperate. We're,
yeah,
selecting you because we're trying to find how Chrissy can add to this group, you know, what your,
yeah,
what your expertise are, how you can bring, you know, more women in turf. So it's getting that variety
grunt,
of
grunt
women.
Work.
Yeah.
Grunt work.
Yeah, I think that's what you was listed as your objective, right?
Initially, I was like, please don't let me mess anything up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put me on that.
No, and then you can't mess anything up that we can't fix. You know, we can fix everything. So, but just having a variety of women of what they do in this industry. It's not just sports turf. It's not just golf. So, getting everybody together and just keeping the movement going, keeping the dream going, and hopefully we can, you know, keep, you know, giving the other women their dreams.
Exactly.
And, but
and we're going to be building out an events page on our website, because there's just been such, like, so many messages in our, that's how we're keeping track of it right now, is in our group chat,
mm-hmm,
where it's like, I'm going to be doing this at my course, or I'm going to have this, like, we need female volunteers, and it's like, we should just get, you know, we're going to formulate an events page so that anybody can go on our Women in Turf team website and just sign up for that specific event.
That's
so
really
that,
cool.
Yeah, so that it's not just our two events. It's going to be anytime you get to go volunteer, you might, you know, have that chance to build the network further for all of us.
And it's just not events. We have people coming to us and say, how do I hire a woman?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, I'm,
yep,
looking for a woman. And so we're going to try to come up with ways we can put job postings on there too.
Yep, yep. So as we're saying it, I'm like, I think that all follows under my to-dos.
I'm like, I'm looking at you, Meg.
We can help you. But I think
I
that's so
it.
Great, because a lot of people do ask, scary, like, how do I get involved? How could I get invited to this? And so that's really good.
So cool. Well, yeah. Well, who I want to invite next is Tara, because I've never, right, heard Tara's story.
Tara.
But I don't want to leave her hanging by herself. So Chrissy, who worked on the same crew as her at Little League? So Nina, I'm going to have you stick,
okay,
around for this one, so that Tara doesn't have to be just forced to just be put in the hot seat alone. Chrissy, thanks for joining us, though. Yeah, I know you had to skip your walk on the beach. You're probably enjoying yourself. You know, the whole time I've been, I have not put a foot in the sand yet.
Well, I can put some on you from my hand.
Yeah, I need to make my way down there.
Well, I had wanted to go for a walk on the beach this morning, but...
What happened?
Just didn't make it. I overslept. The alarm clock didn't go off.
Oh, such a shame. Yeah, because I saw you leave that party last night at like 9:30 sharp and go straight to bed. So I have no
a networking event, not,
yeah,
party.
Yeah, networking event. So I have no idea why you went in. That's so strange.
I got plenty of sleep. I feel good. I'm refreshed.
So Tara, I don't think we've officially met.
We have not.
But I've seen your photo. I've posted,
yes,
it all over the place. So it's nice to finally put a voice to the face. So thank you for allowing us to put you in the hot seat.
No problem. Thanks for the invite.
And I'm sure, you know, I think what's so special is there's that one photo of your group in particular. I think it might have been you taking the selfie, and it was like, no matter who looks at that photo, it was like the most heartwarming thing. It was like the first night you guys were there, and that is really how quick it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really is like the minute we would get together, even if you're meeting somebody for the first time, it was like, it was just like magic right off the bat. So tell me a little bit about how that experience was to show up. And, you know, you have you and Sun have been well connected over the years. So you've had that, you know, wonderful relationship. But what was it like to go and see an entire group of all of you guys together? And how was it, even on that first day, to just be like, okay, this is cool?
My short answer is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, male-dominated industry, obviously, and I've only worked with men.
Yeah.
And this was the first opportunity to work with other women. And I could not have felt more supported, more encouraged, more included mm-hmm. than ever. And it continues today. Every time I'm around someone, I'm constantly introduced. Hey, do you know, here's a connection. And it just never stops. And it's very inclusive and always fun.
Yeah.
And that first night, yeah, it was just everyone's meeting, talking, telling their story. And couldn't have been more friendly and just more inclusive. It was amazing.
I love that.
Yes.
So, you know, looking into the future, what has you excited, not only for the Women in Turf team, but, you know, these students that we have, all their presence here this week, what are you excited for going forward?
I'm just excited to see them succeed, too, and to just start taking over and to go to a conference where it's not all men.
Yeah.
That you are just seeing more women. And I worked with Kat and Liz and some of the students, and they were awesome. And, you know, learning goes both ways. And they were teaching me stuff. I hadn't painted. I don't know a bunch about ball field maintenance.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, again, supportive and inclusive and teaching me how to do things. And that teaching and learning going both directions is awesome.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys both for joining us. I think that concludes our first ever Women in Turf Rush Hour, because if I keep talking at this rate, it's just there's just gonna be a broken shell of a person at the end of this.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for supporting us and doing the players cards and all of that.
Of
that was
course.
So cool.
That's a shout out to Jonathan Botera. He is the mastermind behind those. So I take the photos and then he makes.
We love the we love the cards.
Yeah, they're so fun.
Yeah,
I love that.
And, everything. Thank you for everything that Pioneer does for us. We can't do it without you guys. And we definitely can't do it without you, Meg. So.
You know what? I think if nothing else, I just worked this hour and so that my boss could hear that 7 different times.
It's a brilliant move. Really.
I concur.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks.